Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is our eighth night of the seventh year of the Rattone Family Tent Revival. So, welcome, and we're blessed to have you guys here. And I would love to thank Jim and Misty for having the heart and just really feeling the need to put this on. You know, extending the location and all kinds of work that goes into making this possible. And I think the Lord has really done a lot of great things through them and through this tent revival. So let's give them a round of applause for obeying the Lord. And I know it's done a lot of great things. So, Jim, I guess, thought I had something to say. So, so today I had an encounter that was hard for me. And, it was someone that was well-meaning, and it just really ate me up, and still dealing with it a little bit, but I knew it was meant well, but it was really, I could totally see it was Satan, because it was questioning a conviction that I had regarding pregnancy, and it got me to question, or feel unstable for a little bit, and I knew it was Satan, and so I am not going to let him question my stability and my conviction that I have from the Lord, you know? And so I think it was definitely a test for me today. And I know Pastor Monty has been talking about acting instead of reacting, you know? I wanted to cry, but you know, it would have been wasted tears. I mean, it was Satan. I would have been exerting all of that emotion and for nothing, you know? I mean, it's just a silly little ploy, and he caught me at the right moment that I was he knew I would be vulnerable and sensitive to that. And so I found a scripture, and it's Ecclesiastes 10, 1 through 4. It says, this is the English Standard Version I'm going to start with, but it says, "Dead flies make the perfumer's ointment give off a stench, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart inclines him to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. Even when the fool walks on the road, he lacks sense, and he says to everyone that he is a fool." So that goes along with what you're saying about yourself. You're going to become that, you know. You're building up for the next day. And then verse 4 says, "If the anger of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your place, for calmness will lay great offenses to rest." So number 4, I guess, is where it really drives it home. If the anger of the ruler, okay, I take that as Satan, because this earth we know is not perfect. So, you know, when the curse had fallen on man, that was separation. And so the earth was given to the dominion of man. And we have the choice to be in the family of Christ, or we have the choice to follow Satan. So, you know, the ruler of this earth is not God, you know. We already know we have the victory, but right now, Satan holds that place. Because he is alive and well, unfortunately. And we do need to battle him every day. It's a constant, you know, a constant battle. But we are equipped. So that's what's so encouraging, is that we are already equipped. We know what the outcome is, even though we still have to continue to battle. And so, yeah, it says the anger of the ruler. So he's going to come against you because you're not making him happy. You're not falling into his little ploys and, you know, you're not acting on your emotions, you know. And in the Amplified, it says, dead flies cause the ointment of the perfumer to putrefy and send forth a vile odor. So does a little folly in him who is valued for wisdom outweigh wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart turns him toward his right hand, but a fool's heart toward his left hand. Even when he who is a fool walks along the road, his heart and understanding fail him, and he says of everyone and to everyone that he is a fool. If the temper of the ruler rises up against you, do not leave your place or show a resisting spirit, for gentleness and calmness prevent or put a stop to great offenses. So, the big thing is, you know, I know we've all heard it, but just to really take a moment when something happens that was not to your liking or that really stirred something in you, you take a moment and you bring it to the Lord. Because if you act on what your flesh wants you to do, you will most likely regret it. And then you will have to make amends. And then it's going to be such a bigger, more drawn-out process than it really needed to be. And so I know it's a big maturing process for all of us in all different kinds of areas. But that's something that was on my heart. And just wanted to share with you guys. So let's bless each other, and we are blessed to be blessings. So let's just pour out our thankfulness and praise the Father. So Hannah, would you pray?
Oh, Holy Spirit, we just praise you that you are in this place. Thank you for everybody that is here. Pray a special blessing over them. Lord, as we come to you in worship, we ask that you make this a personal encounter for all of us. As we lift you up and come into your presence. Everybody just set an expectation for this worship time. Doesn't have to be big. Think about that expectation and bring it to the Lord. It could be a question that you have answered. Something you want taken away. Bigger than anything that we could bring to him, and he so wants to take care of it. So Father, as we bring our expectations to you, we just believe that we are going to receive that. We praise you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to praise you, for the freedom to get together and praise you, Lord. So awesome and mighty.